Holiday traditions for many families include finding that perfect Christmas tree. In some parts of the country, though, that has gotten harder because of fewer trees available this year. In Delaware County this year, some tree farms sold out quickly. While sales remain good, the declining number of tree farmers raises concern about the future crop of Christmas trees.
Do you guys like this one?
Yeah. I like it.
Hey, is that a good shape at the top?
Yeah, I know.
At Dale Tree Farm, Shannon Schock and her family found just the right tree. Her husband, Brian Schock, says they didn't know the tree farm was closing.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. We had good memories of when the boys were just little, good pictures of them. So, yeah, we weren't aware of that. But, yeah, that's kind of sad to hear.
Shannon Schock says the holiday atmosphere made picking a tree an annual family affair.
They have hot chocolate here. You can feed the goats and some other activities in addition to cutting down the tree. So we'll have to, I guess, check out some other options next year.
Farm owner Laurel Dale has lived here for 32 years. She says growing Christmas trees was her husband Martin's passion. He died in June.
We started selling white pines out of a little VW van, which we parked in front of the driveway. That would have been like 1983, white pines. And it's evolved through the years.
Dale says the children don't have an interest in running a Christmas tree farm, so sales will end.
How are you feeling about it?
Mixed feelings. Thank you for asking that. If one has to have a business, this is the one to have because families are happy, they're in a good mood, children are happy, and we encourage dogs to come with their families.
The quaint wintertime business might sound easy, but Dale's stepson David says it's demanding year-round work.
You just don't plant a tree and it grows. You got to shear them, you got to mow, you got to watch for bugs, you got to do all kinds of things.
What's happening at Dale Tree Farm is playing out around the state. The Ohio Christmas Tree Association reports about 160 growers exist today in the state. That's down 40 growers or 20% from a decade ago. The National Christmas Tree Association also blames the recession in 2008 for a drop in Christmas trees. Tree supplies dwindled when demand declined, and farmers stopped planting as many trees, which take 7 to 10 years to grow. Even with fewer trees, business is still good. Two of the 8 farms in Delaware County reported selling out of trees in 5 days. At one farm, buyers snapped up all of the Norway spruce trees. Nationally, tree prices increased slightly this year to an average price of $55. In Delaware County, prices range from $6 to $10 a foot. Some tree farms charge a flat rate of $40 to $50.
We thought we saw one over there we liked that we came back to, and that other another family was taking a picture with it and was getting ready to purchase it. So
Christmas tree buyers swarmed the Flyaway Farm near Alum Creek on the only weekend it opened earlier this month. After 25 years of selling Christmas trees, Marty and David Davis expect to slow down their operation. Half of their 30-acre property is up for sale.
We're older now, and we just felt like we needed to downsize. And the thing is, Dave is so particular about our land that even though we weren't using it, and really we hadn't planted trees in that part, but he mowed every bit of it, and it would take him forever because he wanted to keep every inch of this land looking nice.
Tree farmer William Cackler is with the Ohio Christmas Tree Association. He grows 20,000 trees on 25 acres in Delaware County. He says sales have improved each of the past 10 years.
We have the opportunity. We have the market here in Delaware County, and now we're losing growers. Can the rest of us respond? That's going to be questionable if the rest of us can pick up the slack, so to speak.
Cackler says it costs more to own land in Delaware County, so future Christmas tree farmers move to less expensive places. Although it's an emotional time for Laurel Dale, now is the right time to close.
Some people are crying. It is a little bit sad. So that's all I can say, but hopefully other tree farms will start up.